The other day we had talked about maybe having the council or the ground fish committee comment on the redfish proposal, and the timeline's not lining up. So just wondering where we were with that, and if you would accept a motion to maybe as a comment to the service on that.
Perhaps we can ask the service at the listening session on the first day. Maggie Raymond brought up some of the issues concerning questions or problems with monitoring in that redfish fishery. And is this something that we can work with you to get resolved, or do we need to make some sort of action to request some sort of resolution to that?
Thank you. A couple of things. As far as extending the comment period, I don't think we have any problem with that. I mean, we've been trying to get this through as quickly as we can, and it took, frankly, a lot longer than we thought because there were a lot of procedural issues primarily associated with the monitoring and how the observer coverage would work, and some issues with making sure that the observer program was okay with how the observers were allocated and how the data is kept separately. I won't go into it, but that's why it took longer, and that's why what's being proposed was proposed. It is more complicated than we had initially thought. Anyway, given that the people who are most wanting this are asking for an extension of the comment period, I think that's something we could certainly consider. But I would like to know how long you want that to be to give the council, if you want the ground fish committee to look at it, how long you'd want that to be.
Tom Neese.
Well, I guess Gene stepped out. I think one of the issues here is that committees cannot comment directly on proposed rules. So if the committee discusses this at a December or January meeting, the full council won't be able to review the committee's recommendation until the January council meeting. And that would mean extending the comment period clear till the end of January or so, which puts back, I mean, we've already missed the summer for this redfish experiment. If we push the comment period back till the end of January, I don't know when you guys would approve it. I'm not sure when you think you would actually make use of it. So it kind of boils down to, is it worth delaying, or is it better to do a council motion today to provide comments so that even if you extend it for the public to comment, so that at least the council goes on record? Because I'd be somewhat concerned if we put the comment period off for another 2.5 months till the next comment period. Till the next council meetings.
And I know that you can't comment on this at the moment, but it certainly seems to me that the main issue is to have whatever monitoring protocols are concerning who stands down, et cetera, to match what was in Amendment 16. And I believe that is the biggest issue remaining, and that the other concerns over the program have been, in fact, resolved. And I just don't know whether that's something that is resolvable, even if it's something we make a request for. So, Tom?
Well, I one of the things I would be concerned about is that if ETSI monitors are all that we use to monitor the small mesh redfish fishery, because that's what the industry pays for, and we don't put any NEFOP observers on board, you're not going to get any length samples from this fishery, because the ETSI monitors don't generate length samples, I don't think. If Amy's still back there, she can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think they do that. That's one of the things I'd be worried about here, is that if the approach in the proposed rule, which says all of the observers have to be funded by the industry, which typically means ASM and not NEFOP observers, then you're not going to get length frequencies on these trips, which is an issue for assessment purposes down the road, as well as for knowing what this fishery is catching.
So I guess I would go back and maybe ask the question, do you need a formal request from the council to consider this kind of issue? I'm not asking for what the resolution, but to consider it, or is this discussion enough to give the information for you to think about it?
I don't think this is enough. The issues are complicated. I can't explain them to you today. And without everybody understanding what the issues are, I don't know, frankly, how you could give us a comment today that would be very meaningful. Now, if you want to ask us to extend the comment period so that the industry has further time to comment, and that was one thing Maggie said. I think she said 5 days is what she'd need. I think we can certainly do that. Any individual council member certainly can provide comments based on what's in the proposed rule, too. That's fine. And, you know, frankly, just because the comment period's not open doesn't mean we stop listening to people. So if the council wants to, you know, give us comments later and suggest refinements to this program, that's fine. We'd listen. We don't slam the door and say, that's it. No, but we're not going to listen to anybody anymore.
Tom, what's the date of the next meeting? Is the 6th of December?
No, the Groundfish Committee will probably meet December 19th, the day before the council meeting. Okay, I think it's maybe a habitat meeting that's earlier than that.
I guess then the request would be to have the comment period extended till Christmas. Tom?
I'm just concerned because we've gotten guidance at times from NOAA GC at committee meetings that the committee can't comment directly to the
agency. We're going to resolve that next.
Oh, okay.
Is that doable, for extending?
Yes, I think that's doable, and I don't know how you plan to resolve it, but I was just going to say, again, even if it's not an official public comment, we would still consider any ideas you might have in terms of, you know, whether there's any adjustments that we could make or should make or might consider in the future.
Well, if we can get the comment period extended past that committee meeting in time for them also to do that, so maybe it's the 1st of January. But I would ask the council, I'm going to do this without objection, that we remand this issue to the Groundfish Committee for them to craft a request concerning it to the regional office and give them, in this instance, the authority to submit that on behalf of the council. Tom?
Yeah, I forgot we're going to have a council meeting on the 20th. So.
That's true. Okay, well, we can, if it comes to the council, then we'll take care of it at that meeting. You're right. It's getting late in the day, I guess. Does that resolve it for you, Terry? Okay. Anything else to come before this committee? Gibb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Gibb Brogan with Oceana. On the subject of extending comment periods, at the last council meeting, there was a discussion of the council submitting comments on the surf clam, ocean quahog, I guess it's paralytic shellfish poisoning opening, and I never got a resolution on that one. There was going to be some opportunity for the council to submit comments, and I was just wondering what happened with that. I haven't seen anything in the Federal Register.
George.
Yeah, we did get that request from the council. We also got comments from them on their concerns about some of the habitat areas that I think was the same as your concerns. Because we wanted to go forward with the opening for the industry on January 1st, we came to, I call it a compromise, where although we didn't extend the comment period, we're going to do an interim final rule rather than a final rule. with an extended public comment period, and we are taking into account the comments and concerns of the council and its Habitat Committee, and are looking at making some modifications in what's in that rule from what we proposed.
So in as part of the interim rule, while there's more consideration going on, access is going to be granted? Is that?
We're in rulemaking, so I can't.
Okay.
I can't tell you for sure what's going to happen. I can tell you that we took the comments seriously, and I think what we're going to come out with will satisfy the needs of both the industry and this council's Habitat Committee.
Okay. We have real concerns about that approach, allowing access while we're still debating things. As the habitat impacts and recovery, we don't want to have to restart the clock on the recovery of those areas. And I think that's a mistake, that approach. That's not the precaution that we'd be looking for. But I guess we'll look forward to seeing something in the Federal Register.
I think you'd be satisfied with the result.
I guess I've seen your cards now. All right, thank you.
Any other business to come before this council? Seeing none, thank you all for your work. Meeting's adjourned. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll see you in December.
December 20th.
December
20th.
December
20th.
December
20th.